This is Blair.
And this is Eli.
And guess who's back? Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back, 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 back again. Shady's back, 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 tell a friend.
It's been about 6 weeks, I calculate, since we've podcasted, give or take.
Does it feel like literally a lifetime ago?
It kind of does. I mean, it's a big transition. We both moved to disparate places in opposite parts of the country. I'm in New York.
I am in Los Angeles, technically West Hollywood, which is a separate thing entirely, even though it's within Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, I'm in Brooklyn, which is part of New York City. Well,
like, but if you write your address, does it say, like, do you write, like, Brooklyn, New York, or, like, how does that work?
I actually write Brooklyn, New York, but I don't know if that's correct or not. I also don't really get any mail, so it's kind of not an issue.
Because I would actually write, like, West Hollywood, California.
Oh, crazy.
But then, like, Hollywood would be Los Angeles, California.
Right.
West Hollywood seceded from Hollywood at some point.
Oh, cool. So,
yeah, it's really weird.
They're such rebels. So, yeah. I don't know, it's different here than it was in Chicago. I mean, New York and LA are both very, what's the word I'm looking for? Singular in their identities, I think.
No, totally. It's like a different world out here. It's like, but like, I heard someone saying this the other day, and it's like a million different little, like, it's more than any city I've been in, it's sort of like a city of neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Which I guess New York is, too, to some extent.
Well, okay.
But it's also swashed together.
Here's what I probably know about L.A., and correct me if I'm wrong, because I will be, probably, about all
of
this.
And remember, this is only my knowledge after 1 month.
All right,
so I
like,
could be just as wrong.
So, like, everyone drives everywhere, and there's famous people everywhere.
Yeah.
And everyone's really tan. And people are doing all those obnoxious things like, you know, a double cheek kiss and, like, being really friendly, but, like, actually they hate you.
See, all right, I've found that last bit to be actually untrue. I've found people to actually be quite pleasant.
How do you know, though? What if they're faking it? I mean,
I don't know. How do you know? But, like, if anyone's going to go around second-guessing interactions, it's probably me.
That's fair.
And I haven't, like, second-guessed them too much. Like, usually I'm the one who secretly thinks everyone hates each other.
Yeah. But like, what about, okay, is everyone obsessed with, like, healthy shit, like kale and...
Yeah, so here's how you know when you're in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
You walk on a Chipotle,
mm-hmm.
and you're the only person eating a burrito.
What? What else do you get at Chipotle?
A bowl. Everyone there eats bowls.
So just, like, the rice with all the shit on top of it?
Like, it's easier to eat.
Well... Yeah,
and
but
it's less calories because there's not the bread.
Yeah, but, like, that's gross. That's, like, not...
It's
I wouldn't
really
pay for that.
Like, I had, before this, seen, like, maybe three people in total, like, order a bowl. Never anyone I knew. Never never knew a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
Chipotle. But now, like, I go there, and it's, like... It's not like people are giving me, like, dirty looks or anything for ordering a burrito. But, like, I felt weird. I was sitting in a... And this is, like, my third day here. I'm, like... And of course I walk into a Chipotle instead of one of many local Mexican places.
Well, here's the weird thing. Like, there are so many goddamn Chipotles in New York. Like, people are always up on Starbucks' D for being like, oh man, there's a Starbucks, you can save from the Starbucks. Which is true, but they don't point out that it's also true of Chipotles. Like, where I work in the financial district, there's, like, you can walk and see, it's like, you know in cartoons when they have, like, the same scenery passing by the window of a car when the characters are driving? It's like that. It's like, Chipotle, Chipotle, Chipotle. And, like, I think people order the burritos. I just read this article in the New York Times about how a bunch of Chipotles offer, like, police officers a discount. And they're really not supposed to. But they do anyway.
Good for Chipotle, man. They're a good, upstanding company.
Bribing police officers for, like, special protection? I bet it's a racket. I bet it's, like, tied in with a mob.
The Chipotle mob. The burrito mob.
Well, maybe it's, like, the Illuminati-controlled Chipotle and also the police force in New York.
This shit goes deep.
It's also crazy because, like, they have to post the calorie counts. I don't know if they do this in L.A., but they do it in New York.
Yeah, they do that here, too, yeah.
It's so weird, but, like, the range for, like, of a Chipotle menu item is huge. It'll be, like, salad, 280 to 750. I'm like,
It's mostly useless.
It's a very big difference. Like, I guess it depends on the shit you put in it. but
do places in New York have the grade on front of it, like for have you seen a place below an A?
I've seen a lot of B's, actually, which makes me really nervous.
I have yet to see a B.
Because I know what you can get away with if you get an A, and it's gross. So, like, if you can't even manage to do that and get an A, I'm very suspicious. Like, when you walk through Chinatown, especially, and I'm not trying to be racist, it's just, like, there are more B's there than any other singular neighborhood that I've seen.
That's funny, because I was going to say Chinatown.
Does L.A. have a Chinatown?
There's Little Tokyo, there's a Koreatown. I don't know where Chinatown is. I'm sure there's a Chinatown.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think it's, like, huge. I know Little Tokyo is more of a big thing here. But
weird. I mean, the other thing, it's just, like, I have to get used to saying certain things, like bodega. But I like the word bodega. Do you have bodegas in L.A., or do you call them something else?
We call them 7-Elevens.
So there's no, like, indie bodegas? They're not really indie so much as mom and pop. Mom and pop. The original indie.
Not really. Like, in some area. It's just so weird because it's, like, people talk about Los Angeles as if it's one city. Who, like, as if you can make a statement about Los Angeles.
Is it that big?
Oh, you can put Manhattan on it, like, 5 times.
Well, Manhattan's fucking tiny.
Not Manhattan. I mean like, New York and, all the boroughs you can place weird. On Los Angeles. A bunch of, like, it really is that wide. And it's, like, two neighborhoods can be, like, separate neighborhoods here have mayors and shit. Like, there's, like, a mayor of Beverly
Hills.
That's
crazy!
A mayor of West Hollywood, even though West Hollywood's basically LA. It's, like,
yeah.
It's, like, different worlds entirely.
Well, and also, aren't you living kind of in the gayborhood?
Yeah, West Hollywood is known for that. And also Russians.
You get, like, called out for being straight.
Yeah, I've gotten some reverse, I don't know what the word is for not reverse
homophobia?
Racism,
like, yeah, heterophobia? Reverse.
Yeah, you get some of that. It's a little weird.
Only in California.
Only in West Hollywood, probably.
Where I live is mostly Puerto Ricans, and also I live above some Mormons. They're really friendly.
Oh, I was just gonna say, it must be lovely.
Yeah, no, they're super nice, although sometimes they blast, like, Josh Groban, which is terrible. Like, not blastable music, you know?
You never hear anyone, like, being like, man, we gotta go back and put some Groban on.
Grobe. The Grobe!
You wanna listen to Grobe, dude?
I really wish that Josh Groban would become bro music, because it seems like the kind of fandom that he would...
Bro, you've got to check out Grobe's new album.
I think I just like it too.
I saw Grobe 3 times last summer, man. I followed him city to city.
The word bro and Groban also have a vowel in common, which makes it just very assonant and pleasing. Like,
I think the long O really helps case there, yeah.
That's what I would call Josh Groban fans who are bros.
But what else can I say about L.A.? Like, it's like...
I don't know.
There's literally, like, it's made me realize, like, I think Chicago is pretty cool and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, literally, like... I have already gotten bored of going to things that if they happen in Chicago, I'd be like, holy shit, this is happening tonight.
I know, it's overwhelming, like, the choice of things you have to do. It's insane.
The saddest is when you go to so much live comedy that things aren't funny anymore for, like, 3 days.
You just get jaded.
Oh, no, it's, like, it's not even jaded, it's just, that, like...
You've lost your ability to laugh.
3 days in a row, and you just start getting so more, like... I don't even know if you're getting much more discerning, you just, like, don't laugh. You're just like, eh.
You're like, oh, I'm over this.
Something really has to be crazy to make you laugh. It's insane.
That's weird. But I guess it's good. It, like, it's you're building, like, a tolerance or something, which means that, like, you'll have really good taste.
Yeah, eventually. I'm like, man, some of that live comedy that I thought I was, like, good in Chicago, I wonder if I went back and I'd be like,
nah. Be a snob.
Yeah.
Also, does everyone always wear sunglasses there?
Yeah, sort of. And people are always complaining about how it's hot, even though it's not.
Yeah. Well, that's bullshit. It's obviously, like, it's hot everywhere. And fucking Los Angeles, it's like California. Like,
no, it's much cooler here. Like, the other day it was 70 degrees and so I was like, beating the heat all right? I'm like, sir, it's 70 degrees.
Like, I like that you called him sir. The other day it was like 90.
I didn't even say sir. I just acted like I agree.
It was like 90 degrees, and my friend was outside talking to the Mormons, and she was like, oh, how you holding up in this heat? And the guy was like, I'm loving every minute of it. Which Aww. Is such a nice Mormon attitude towards heat. I wonder if Mormons ever take their missions in Los Angeles.
Do we have any Mormon listeners?
I don't think so. I interviewed a Mormon the other day for work, though, who did his mission in Northern California. Because I guess there's a lot of heathens there.
I think my Mormon cousin actually did his in San Francisco.
That's right. You're related. San Francisco is obviously a bed of sin, so that's a pretty good place to...
It's so funny where they're like, they map them out. They're like, all right, send the Mormons to San Francisco. Like,
yeah, it's like no, they could be building schools in Ecuador, but instead they're going to try and convert the gays.
Yeah, yeah, San Francisco, I think it's like a hot spot on.
Whoa, speaking of the gays, but really about fast food. Also, I would just like to point out that amid this whole controversy, this is completely unrelated. Amid this whole controversy of Chick-fil-A being anti-gay, their PR dude died of a heart attack like yesterday.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
S&P. All right, so I hadn't, like, this thing is making me more inclined to buy Chick-fil-A all of a sudden because, like,
why?
I'm thinking about it so often.
Oh, because, like, Chick-fil-A is just in the front of your consciousness, and you're like, man, I could really go for some Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, like, the other night I found myself thinking that. I'm like, I could go for that right now.
But they hate the gays.
I know, but, like, they should stop doing it so publicly because, or people should stop, like...
It's just proof that
them out so publicly because they're advertising.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
There really isn't.
Even if it includes that stupid fucking marketing campaign with the cows.
Yeah, I mean, but I'd have to drive to go to a Chick-fil-A. I'm not going to go out of my way to.
Because you have to drive to get anywhere in LA, whereas in New York, I have public transit at my disposal.
Oh yeah, I have yet to be on a bus.
Do they have buses?
Yeah, there's buses.
I took a bus today. It was pretty great.
Like, it's weird. I just, like, haven't, like, I don't know. West Hollywood's actually pretty walkable.
Well, right. But then if you go anywhere else, you just drive.
Yeah, anything I would directly need to, like, survive from is nearby.
That's good. I heard you have a sweet CVS nearby, too.
Oh, yeah. It's better than the one in Hyde Park.
Nice.
It's, like, huge. I could probably spend hours in there, and they have a whiskey aisle.
I was going to say, they must sell booze there. That's so crazy.
It's crazy. It's insane. I have yet to... Actually, there's so few, like, good, like, liquor places in my neighborhood. They actually probably have, like, the best liquor selection in the
direct awesome.
Neighborhood.
I should have
went there to got beer.
Great thing about New York is that I bought a growler of beer yesterday at 11:15 a.m.
That's beautiful.
I was, like, waiting to get my hair cut, and the guy said I had to come back in an hour. So I just went to the beer store, and I was like, hey. I was like, are you open? And he was like, oh, yeah, I guess so. Because, like, I guess he wasn't really expecting anyone to come in at 11:15 and buy a growler of Stone IPA. Well, I explained. I was like, it's for a party tonight, which it was. And then I was like, will it stay good until tonight? He's like, yeah, it'll be good for, like, a week. And I'm like, sorry, I've never had a growler before.
Yeah,
but now I do.
You don't open it, you're good to go.
Mm, it's pretty sweet. Although, it doesn't really fit in the fridge, and it's really heavy when it's full of beer. So, I don't
know. Beer tends to be that way.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess we've caught up now.
We've caught up, yeah. We've got 20 minutes of no show discussion, just life discussion.
We're just life discussing.
I think it's important for people to know.
We owe it to our listeners to tell them where we are and why our recording quality has gotten yet worse.
Yeah, like, so people don't bitch
don't
about this.
Us.
It's awesome anyway.
Well, it was good to talk to you, Eli, and now on to more exciting things.
Boom.
I have done nothing exciting. Eli has done something fantastic.
Yeah, I'd say this is one of the most exciting things that ever happened.
I don't know if everyone's seen the episode of Seinfeld where Kramer works as a seat filler at the Oscars, maybe. But
yeah,
seat filling's a real thing, basically.
I did one better. I was a seat filler at the 2012 Teen Choice Awards.
Which, holy shit, I mean, I think I speak for America when I say that the Teen Choice Awards is the Oscars of teenage-related award shows.
Now, the Kids' Choice Awards probably still beats it, even though it's kids.
That's true.
Whatever.
Because you get cooler people, and they get slimed. No one gets slimed at the Teen Choice Awards.
No slime at the Teen Choice Awards.
Unfortunately. But, all right, let's, like, back up. How did you even find out about this, that this was a thing?
So my first few days / like weeks here, I don't even remember. I'm like, I remember that like seat filling's a thing. And I was like, I should look this shit up.
Yeah.
And see like what shows I could go to.
Right.
And I was like, oh, the Teen Choice Awards. I will fill out this form.
Where'd you find it? Like Craigslist?
No, it's like seatfiller.com or something.
Are you serious?
Like the kind of website. Yeah, it had a name that had seat filling. Okay. Some version of filling in the title, so not so difficult to find.
So you fill out a form. What do they ask you?
Not much, surprisingly. They're like, age. Okay.
Do they ask you, like,
between 18 and 25.
Do they ask, like, what you look like who you are?
No, not for this one. Okay. That's what was weird.
Okay,
and this one's slightly easier because a lot of them, like, you have to wear, like, suits too. This one, you just have to wear, like, fun summer clothes.
Well, right, because we're teens.
So you can just wear jeans and, like, a nice shirt and you're good to go.
I said we as if I am a teenager, but I'm not. Okay, so then what happens? Did they call you?
No, they just send you an email. They're like, all right, you're good to go. Show up this time. You can't even, like, bring your phone in or anything, though. It's like, leave your phone in the car, this, that.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of rules, but, you know, I made it in.
Yeah, well, so is it, like, first come, first serve, or did you just get in,
there
like...
a lot of people. They sell tickets to the Teen Choice Awards. Like, where I was sitting would have cost, like, $200.
Are you serious? Who would pay to go to the Teen Choice Awards?
Well, I saw them, and it's, like, rich parents and kids.
Really?
It's, like, rich parents who want to bring, like, their 10-year-old daughter to, like, a thing.
Yeah, because I suspect that the people who actually care about the Teen Choice Awards are significantly younger than teens. Because, like, by the time you're actually a teenager, you don't like being referred to as a teen.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no, definitely.
It's, like, aspirational. Like, if you're, like, 12, maybe 13, you're like, yeah, I'm a teenager. But by the time you're, like, 16, 17, you're like, yo, fuck this, I'm an adult. And then you go and, like, smoke pot and have premarital sex.
Yeah, totally. Like, that's totally what I did when I was a teenager.
And now you went to the Teen Choice Awards. So you were, like, past the demographic, basically.
Yeah, so let me explain how weird it felt getting in, like, that line.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there have been, like, this is one of three situations I've been in where I clearly was not the demographic expected.
Uh-huh.
I was accepted as an 18 to 25-year-old male, but I was clearly not what they expected.
Right.
So... All right, one time where I felt like that was when me and my friend went to go see Princess and the Frog the first night it came out.
Oh, yeah.
We walked into the theater, and there were little girls walking in, like, princess costumes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
We're like, all right, we clearly look weird because we're just two, like...
Yeah, and then there were,
21-year-old dudes or whatever that are in this movie.
Two potential pedophiles.
Then everyone else is just, like, parents or, like, kids, and then just us. So that was one of those situations where I'm like,
I bet you, like, sat down next to a family and then they, like, moved because they were like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, we were probably getting some weird looks.
Keep away from my little Ashlyn.
I just want to see Disney's return to 2D animation.
It was adorable. It was so good. But that doesn't matter. Okay, I know what the second one is, but tell the listeners.
Probably when I went to go see Taylor Swift.
Obviously.
That was definitely, like, you know, like, I don't know. I'm actually kind of surprised by that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm surprised that, like, that was all girls. I'm kind of surprised by that.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sure there are plenty of guys who like to look at Taylor Swift, but there aren't as many who thoroughly enjoy her music to the extent that you do and would be willing to pay money to see her live.
Yeah, I think that's definitely part of
it. Like, it takes a pretty hardcore devotion to Taylor Swift, which I think you pretty much possess.
I think I'd say I have it, you know? I don't, if someone says I didn't have it, I would say they're a liar.
So
I'm a liar.
Going off these two experiences, you sort of were the demographic accidentally for the Teen Choice Awards. Like, maybe not outwardly physically, but you definitely had, like, the resume. If they asked you, like, what events have you been to that would be similar to the Teen Choice Awards, you could have been like, Taylor Swift in concert and the time I went to the movies with my friend to pick up little girls.
Yeah. I mean, that first one maybe doesn't fit. That second one, I mean, about Princess and the Frog.
Yeah.
That might not fit in on that resume.
You still got cred. So, anyway, you show up. So you're in, like, a big line. Where is this at? Like, a big the Kodak Theater or something?
It's at the Gibson Amphitheater, which is at, like, right off of the Universal Studios City Walk thing.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So you're right around Universal Studios and shit. Mm-hmm, it's pretty cool. But anyway, like, there was a lot of standing and waiting in line and stuff.
Naturally.
They started splitting people into lines, and I started looking around, like, I was suspicious of how they were doing it. I was like, is one of these lines, like, better looking?
It's like Sophie's Choice. Sophie's Teen Choice. Oh, my God.
An episode title.
That's a terrible thing I said. Anyway, so you get in line, line.
Yes, like, into lines, and, like, some are going in first, some are going in late. It was weird. I was one of the later lines to get in.
Oops, someone they just came online from Skype, and so there was a weird sound effect. I apologize.
We're not doing it by looks, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there were no other, like, I looked around, there were no other, like, 22-year-old just males there hanging out by themselves. There weren't even 22-year-old males there together. Period?
So, like,
it was pretty much girls.
So were you kind of like a diversity hire in terms of being a seat filler because no one else sort of fulfilled your demographic description?
Like, actually, maybe, though.
Yeah. Okay, so, like, you're in the line, and then you get in, right?
You get in, then we sit in a hallway for, like, 3 hours.
This sounds like when we were trying to get tickets to the Judge Mathis show, which films in Chicago, but all the reviews on Yelp, you can get free tickets, but people were like, we had to wait for 3 hours, and there was no bathroom, and it was the worst. Judge Mathis was okay, though.
Oh, like, yeah, speaking of that, I had to pee so bad during the entirety of the Teen Choice Awards.
Oh my god, you always go to the bathroom first, even if you don't have to.
Man, I should have, because I really had to pee during the Teen Choice Awards.
That's hilarious. Like, probably the only thing you remember clearly is how badly you needed to pee.
Oh no, I remember things clearly, but we'll get to that.
Alright, okay, so at this point you're in line, you don't yet have to pee.
We're just, like, waiting outside, like, we're in the hallways outside the arena. The coolest part was when I heard Carly Rae Jepsen's sound check.
That's so cool.
Like, you could just barely hear it through the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh man, I'm hearing a sound check of Call Me Maybe right now. In the
CRJ.
CRJ-ITF.
Yeah.
DTF.
She's not DTF. Don't be gross. She is a Vestal Virgin.
Yeah. No, totally.
From Canada. So then when do you get to sit down? Like, when do they actually take you in? Like, do, like, all the famous people go in and then you go in?
This is still, like, an hour and a half before they put you in. And so all the seat fillers get to go in the first 10 rows.
Okay.
Which is, so you're sitting there for a while, just in there. Then eventually people who bought tickets and then celebrities start flooding in.
Okay. So, like, actual people who are on the red carpet come in last.
Yeah.
So, like, do you have a specific seat that you fill? Or, like...
So I sat in the same seat the whole time.
So
basically, though, like, sometimes you just sit in a seat until the person who bought that seat takes it. Or, like, some people just have to juggle throughout the show.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I just sat in the same seat the entire time.
That's awesome. Like, in the first 10 rows.
Yeah.
So, but you basically were, like...
to me, so
you were just, like, going for free.
Yeah, I was attending something for free that other people paid, like, $200 to go to.
That's awesome. So wait, did you get paid too, or was it just, like,
work? No, it was just for the thrill of the show.
Okay. Well, but I'm sure it was actually thrilling. So, like, I haven't actually watched the Teen Choice Awards, so I don't know what goes on. I think, like, aren't the awards, like, giant surfboards?
Yeah, and you can tell that none of the celebrities fucking want them because they're too big.
Well, yeah, like, what would you do with it? First of all, I don't understand what a surfboard has to do with being a teenager. Like, yes, many surfers are young, but there's nothing inherently teenage about a surfboard. It's like, I don't know.
Some people, like, didn't even take them, I think, like, when they were on stage, because I feel like some people were just like, I don't need this lying around my house.
Yeah, it's like when they give you, like, giant novelty checks at, like, charity awards. Like, you don't want to keep the giant novelty check. Like, you just sort of want the money. Like, you don't need the actual physical totem.
The cast of Twilight literally just threw them into the crowd because they didn't want them.
Did they hit the seat fillers?
No, that was, like, the pit people.
Oh. So, wait, there was, like, a mosh pit down for, like, the musical performances?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, what happened? Like, what is it like to be at an awards show?
Really surreal, but it wasn't surreal until afterward. At the time, I'm like, oh, this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I was driving home, I was like, what the fuck?
Like, so, like, do they just sort of, they're like, no, it's the Teen Choice Awards, and, like, bring people on and, like, do... Like, who even sponsors the Teen Choice Awards? Like, it's not MTV, right? It's some, like...
It's Fox.
Fox?
Yeah.
Since when do they claim to speak for all American teenagers?
Since now. I mean, you do get to vote, though, if you're a teen.
Well, or presumably anyone, because, like, on the internet, no one knows you're not actually 18.
Yeah.
It's, like, the opposite of, like, most people trying to pretend they're older. Like, if I were voting in the Teen Choice Awards, I'd be like, totally, I'm absolutely 16.
Yeah. I didn't vote. Unfortunately, you can vote as many times. I don't think they really care about the voting.
I'm pretty sure that it's like, you know, in America's Next Top Model, where they're like, producers had input on who advanced to the next round. Like, someone might get a lot of votes, but they just...
It's like whoever could show up gets the awards.
Pretty much. And the awards are for stupid things like best kiss, best laugh. Like, it's almost like high school superlatives.
The awards all have, instead of best, it says choice. Like, choice performance by a female in a romance. They're like... choice romance, or like choice kiss.
Totally, like, choice. I guess that makes sense. That's kind of surfery slang, so maybe that's where they bring in the surfboards.
The biggest award just went to Twilight in general.
Stupid.
just Twilight in general won the Ultimate Choice Award.
What does that even mean?
Oh, they're like, it's the biggest franchise in the world. It gets the Ultimate Choice Award.
What about Harry Potter?
Well, maybe that got the Ultimate Choice Award before. Also, I feel like the cast of Harry Potter wouldn't show up to the Teen Choice Awards.
Yeah, at this point, they're probably over it. So wait, here's another question, completely unrelated to the voting process. Are the surfboards functional? Like, let's say Matthew McConaughey won a Teen Choice Award, God knows what for. Maybe Magic Mike, if teenagers are allowed to see that. Anyway, he gets the surfboard. He's a surfer. Can he take it out to the waves? Or is it just, like, a decorative surfboard?
I think it's mostly decorative.
I mean, I feel like they'd probably skimp on the materials in such a way that it would be dangerous to actually attempt surfing.
It's not good material and it takes up a lot of space. What's the use of the award?
I don't know.
No one feels honored to get one either.
Yeah, you don't see people. Also, like, what if you win more than one? Then you have two surfboards.
They just gave them one.
That's stupid. So, okay, so there were like the awards, which we've established no one gives a shit about.
I mean, one award you will care about, though. I'll just tell you one of the winners.
What?
For choice performance in a movie.
Yeah.
Guess who it went?
I don't know.
Yes.
I couldn't possibly. Robert Pattinson.
No, it went to Zac Efron for The Lucky One.
Yes! Oh my god.
I was just like, I can't believe that is the Teen Choice Awards equivalent of Best Actor.
That movie wasn't even really geared towards teens. Like,
I know, but it's just whatever. It's so stupid.
There's totally sex in that movie. Like, I don't think teens should be watching it. Especially not the quote-unquote teens that are actually 10-year-olds that attend the Teen Choice Awards.
It was graphic, too, that movie.
Yeah, there was a lot of, like, you could see his butt.
Yeah, there is some nip that you could probably pretty much see, because she was like...
Yeah, you shouldn't see that
if
you're 10.
Because she took that shower, like, in her clothes.
Oh,
like,
right.
I forget. Haven't seen the movie in a while.
It has been a while. But that must be so awkward, too, if you're, like, family outing. Because you said there were, like, parents there with their kids. It's like, all right, let's buckle into our Land Rover and drive to the Teen Choice Awards. Like, if I were an 11-year-old who wanted to go to the Teen Choice Awards, I'd be mortified if my parents, like, insisted on chaperoning.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
some of them probably were.
That sucks. And just, like, I don't know. Also, it probably gets really expensive. Like, you think it's bad to pay for 4 movie tickets? Imagine paying for, like, 4 Teen Choice Award tickets. And, like, you don't even want to be there if you're the parent. You just want to be there to make sure that your kid doesn't get, like, kidnapped.
Yeah.
Or, you know, has premarital sex or takes home a shitty non-functional surfboard.
So, like, the weirdest is just, like, because I was in, like, the section where, like, the celebrities were walking by to get to their seats.
Uh-huh.
So I was just, like, consistently amazed by the quality, like, by what stars were walking by me, like, literally within, like, arm length.
Wait, okay, so who did you see?
Oh, like, name a celebrity. I've heard they probably were 5 feet away.
Okay,
from
well,
me.
You saw Carly Rae, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Does she look old in person?
No, she looks so young.
That's creepy.
Like, the thing about Carly Rae Jepsen is, like, a lot of people refer to, like, girl stars as, like, a girl next door.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has never applied to one as much as it applies to Carly Rae Jepsen.
Our neighbor from
tiny
the north.
And literally looks like she, like, came from 12th grade.
That's kind of gross. But she's so far from being a teen. She's, like, 26 or 27.
Yeah,
like,
she just looks really young.
Like, when she was actually a teenager, like, probably half the kids in the audience were, like, 3.
She probably looked exactly the same when she was a teenager.
That's weird.
Yeah, maybe, she's one of those people that doesn't age. It's strange.
Like, her and Keanu. Like, if they had a baby, it would be immortal.
Also, she's, like, 5'1" or 5'2".
Like, I want Carly Rae Jepsen and Keanu Reeves to have a baby, and I want them to name it Rennis May. Okay, so you saw Carly Rae Jepsen. You saw Taylor Swift, right?
Oh, yeah. She walked by me, like, probably, like, 5 times, and each time was, like...
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was, like, I don't know. That's one of the only ones that can, like, really... Like,
you felt it.
Yeah, like, that's one where, like, my heart starts, like, going,
oh,
like,
God.
Crazier.
Did she, like, have, like, a presence?
Oh, yeah.
Did you think about, like, saying something to her?
Like, no. I was just like, what would I even, like, yell? Because I'd have to, like, yell sort of, not yell, but, like, speak up something.
Taylor!
Like, it would have to be something, like, I, like, didn't come up with anything clever.
That would have been, but, like, imagine, okay, you know those people who write fan fiction, but about actual people?
Yeah.
That sounds like one of those situations where it's like, Eli Sendman was just an aspiring sitcom writer until he ran into Taylor Swift at the Teen Choice Awards.
Well, I think what made it especially creepy for me is that, like, I could just, like, watch her the mm-hmm. entire time.
Because, like, you could see her from where you were seat filling?
Yeah. So, like, I'd be like, I'm going to look over and see if Taylor Swift laughed at that. And sometimes, like, she usually was. She was, like, she gave everybody a standing ovation.
Really?
It was kind of absurd.
That's sweet, but that doesn't, that, like, that means that a standing ovation means nothing. What a dip.
But then, watching her try to dance when performers came on was...
Oh, that's so awkward.
Was, watching Taylor Swift during Flo Rida was one of the greatest experiences. It was, girl really can't dance.
So, song. Who performed? Carly Rae, Flo Rida?
Carly Rae, Flo Rida, Bieber.
Oh, of course. Did you get to see, were you close to him at all?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. What's he look like?
Now I know what it was like when, like, people saw the Beatles.
Really?
Like, I now know that noise level.
That's fucking crazy.
It's, like, insane. Like, talk about something that, like, makes a room go insane. It's, like, you almost start feeling bad for the kid. Because, yeah. Like...
Except for the fact that he's a zillionaire.
Yeah, but, like, in some respect, you're just like, man, this person will never have privacy for another 10 years or something. Like...
Yeah.
Kind of sucks. But also kind of crazy.
Yeah. So, okay, the Biebs. Who else is even famous now? I feel so out of touch with the teens of today.
No Doubt.
No Doubt?
Yeah. But that was the one. I was kind of excited about it.
Well, right, because they're, like, actually, they were popular when we were teens, or even before then.
I felt like looking around at, like, the other kids and being like, here's something that goes back to when I was a teen. Like,
no, but that's the thing. Like, I remember Don't Speak. Like, I so associate that with being in first grade. Okay, so I was 6, so that would have been 18 years ago. 18 years ago, most of the people in the Teen Choice audience were not born. Like, if they're as young as you say they were, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was super crazy. But, like, they played a new song that I was like, boo.
Well, of course, because aren't they getting back together and doing an album?
Yeah, like, who wants to hear a new No Doubt song?
Nobody. We just want to hear Don't Speak again.
Yeah, I would have loved that.
I would have gotten up and been like, listen, No Doubt, Don't Speak. I know just what you're saying, and it should be Don't Speak. It would have been clever.
That would have been super clever.
Speaking of people who are old, Gwen Stefani's like 40?
She's kind of
old-ish. Does she still have killer abs?
I think so.
Could you see them? Was she revealing them? That's the thing. Like, I always associated her with, like, just bearing her midriff.
She probably was.
That's awesome. And she's had a baby, too. Like, what a BAMF.
Yeah, she's sort of a BAMF.
Perennial teenager. Wait, did they have a tribute to Dick Clark?
No, but that would have been awesome.
They totally should have. Do they do, like, a montage of people who died?
No, but that would be awesome.
They totally should, because, like, who died? I mean, Dick Clark, the world's oldest living teenager.
Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson's relationship.
That would have been so hilarious if they just...
They were on stage together. That was probably, like, one of the last sightings of them in public together.
Oh, my God. So what was it like? Could you tell? Was there body language that indicated that they would soon be split?
I couldn't tell. I gotta say, but I saw something beautiful before it died.
Yeah, sort of. If you can call Robert Pattinson beautiful, which, honestly. I went to the movies the other day, and there was a trailer for a new Robert Pattinson movie. And I was like, really? This shit again? Like, we're still giving him roles? He's so gross. Like, and they had him with his shirt off, which, like, I guess for a male actor is something that happens. But, like, he's weird looking with his shirt off. Like, he just has, like, these creepy little nipples. And I was like, ew.
Well, the girls there went wild.
That was weird. Was it louder for him or for Justin Bieber?
Oh, Bieber, there's no comparison. Bieber was the loudest.
Thank God. Fellow Canadian of Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, I wonder if they're like BFFs now.
Probably. I mean, like, everyone in Canada is probably part of some giant media conspiracy to take over our airwaves. I mean, the Canadian dollar is already, like, at the value of the US dollar.
I mean, like, CRJ got to close the show.
That's crazy. Well, it's not, actually, because she's pretty popular.
I mean, yeah, but... Hey, going back to last episode, you heard Curiosity on the radio anytime lately? I haven't.
No, but she has that song with Owl City, which is actually doing pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like I still see her going the way of Tiffany.
Who actually listens to Owl City, though? Like, are they popular?
Yeah.
They, or maybe it's just one guy. Is it one of those things where it's like one dude playing like stuff through Pro Tools and he gives himself a stupid name?
Yeah, sort of. No, I think there's a bunch of them.
Was Owl City there? Did he bring any owls?
I don't think Owl City was there, and I didn't see any owls. The second loudest cheer was for One Direction, and they weren't even there. They were just on screen.
Oh, really? I still don't understand them.
And I'm like, they're on a screen right now.
Yeah. They it's like when people clap at the end of a movie. It's like no one here is involved in the production, so you don't need to applaud.
Yeah. Except in where I live now. You never know.
That's true.
Like, you might as well, just in case.
Did 1D get an award, or were they just like, hey, we love teens?
They got an award for, like, Choice New Artist.
That's stupid. Choice makes it sound like they're all cuts of meat, which maybe is apropos. I mean, maybe it's sort of commentary on, like, the commercial nature, the commodification of stars these days.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they were going for.
I'm pretty sure it's not. I'm pretty sure they're, like... I don't know. I feel like the Teen Choice Awards is like the MTV Movie Awards for people who couldn't afford cable.
Yo, so now, for future seat filler gigs, I'm going to try to go to the VMAs.
Oh my god, when are the VMAs?
Sign up start in August, so I gotta go to that shit.
Absolutely, and August is just around the corner.
Also, a lot of the people there were talking about how they've been to the Kids' Choice Awards. I'm like, you're so lucky, I want to go.
Did you ask them, were you like, is it better? Of course it's better.
No, I wasn't really talking to them because, like, a lot of them were like, so the age range was 18 to 25, but you could also go if you were 16 to 17.
That's
with
weird.
A parental slip signed.
It's like...
And a lot of them, I think, were 16 to 17.
It's like when you played Neopets and you could get, like, access to private messaging if your parents faxed in a sheet with their signature on it to the Neopets headquarters.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, like a lot of people would be like, oh, it was all girls. Teen Choice Awards a good place to pick up chicks. I'd be like, no, like, I literally would not
that
be
would have been would have been a crime.
Like, it would have been an actual crime.
They were like, remember when I saw Princess and the Frog? It was like that, but slightly
they
older.
Out of there too.
So the VMAs are on the horizon. Do you see yourself being a professional seat filler?
I mean, yeah, aside from like the like there is, and I do have to say, you leave and you're driving back, there is like this brief depression.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the high is so high.
Yeah, well, it's not even that. It's like, it's just like these people are all part of like this totally different world.
Yeah.
And like I got to be there, but I only got to be like a witness that like no one regarded.
Weird.
Like, it's like I was there for an event. Like, it's more like I was there to like not, they weren't putting on the show for me. I was there to like not make them putting on the show for themselves look stupid by filling in seats so the seats weren't empty. Like,
in a way, you're kind of the unsung hero of the Teen Choice Awards. Yeah. Did they have like a hype man like come out and get you pumped beforehand? Be like,
well, I mean, the DJ was DJ Pauly D.
Wait, no way! Did you see him?
Yeah, he was actually right by me because the DJ spot was near me.
What did his hair look like in person? Just like shellacked within an inch of its life.
Yeah, what do you think it looked like, y'all?
I mean, I don't know, yo. I actually am not too familiar with Jersey Shore. I've probably seen like an episode my entire life.
Wow.
I don't really care about it necessarily. I also grew up like going to the Jersey Shore sometimes, so.
Yeah, I hear you on that one.
Well, that is a crazy story. I wish I had done anything comparable.
It's not even so much a story so much as it's just an experience to convey, you know?
Yeah. It almost doesn't translate because I feel like you really need to see it. Can we see you if we watch like a recording of the TV?
I watched some of it. I didn't see myself. I'm sure at some point I might be like briefly
visible.
But I wasn't about to rewatch the Teen Choice Awards.
Yeah, because you were like, this shit, I already know how it turns out.
I'll be like, I just had to pee most of the time, man.
That's hilarious. Oh, yeah. How long was it that you were, like, just sitting there with your legs crossed?
I mean, probably the hour before it and then the 2 hours of it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That sucks.
I mean, it built up, man.
Well, that's how that works, really.
Like, I'm like, I haven't drank anything from the time I needed to pee till now. Like, how does the pee get worse?
I think it's because it's, like, filtering down from your stomach. I don't know. I'm not a biologist.
No one said you were. I was just wondering out loud.
Just wondering out loud. Well, I hope you can go to more seat-filling gigs in the future so we can compare and contrast at some point.
Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still?
Hey everybody, a major movie just came out in the last few weeks.
You might have heard of it.
It's called...
Harry Potter!
Ice Age. Ice Age, the new Ice Age.
Ice Age like 6. No, it's actually called Batman. What's it technically called? The Dark Knight Rises?
You honestly didn't know that?
Well, I just knew of it as Batman.
Ending this podcast now, you don't even know what the name of the movie is.
It's been a great night, guys. Goodbye.
No. Here you are knowing about pop culture.
It was Batman. Like, what more do you need to know? That's the thing. It was like, it was such a big deal that people didn't even care what the exact title was.
The Dark Knight.
It's The Dark Knight Rises, isn't it?
Yes, Dark Knight Rises, yeah.
Okay. So, but it's the Batman movie. And everyone's seen it, and we have some thoughts.
We do have thoughts.
First of all, I just like to set the scene for me seeing this movie. So I went after work. I was in the Financial District of Manhattan. I walked to the theater in Battery Park City, which is, like, near basically Goldman Sachs. And I, like, went and I ate some giant pieces of pizza, but I also decided...
I occupied, obviously.
And
you occupied the movie theater?
The problem was I had been to the farmer's market that morning because I had decided to go to the movie as an impulse. So I also had a bag of kale with me and a chocolate bar. So
Great snack for the film.
I like walked into this movie like laden with purchases and I sat like by myself and I was like eating this chocolate bar. And then watching the movie was really weird because a lot of it was filmed like where I had just walked by. Like I saw the same subway stops and everything.
That's awesome.
And I was like, this is so crazy, man. But it was really good, I thought. I mean, it wasn't, there are things, but, you know, we'll get to that.
Oh, we'll get to that. Know why?
What?
Because I'm going to be a voice of dissent.
Well, we've already established that you hate everything that people like. Cause, like,
not really. Like, I love so many things that people love.
You don't like Aaron Sorkin. That's a pretty major one.
Yeah. And guess what? I was right. No one likes his new show.
Well, boom. So what's wrong with now? What's wrong with Batman then?
What's wrong with Batman? Well, there's nothing wrong with Batman.
Well, okay. What's wrong with The Dark Knight Rises?
What's wrong with The Dark Knight Rises? I don't know. Where do I start?
Anywhere.
Anywhere but Anne Hathaway.
Was she good?
Dude, she was such great eye candy. Like,
yeah.
And, like, I hate to be the person that like liked a movie just like, yo, the girl and it was hot. But like,
here's the thing.
I just didn't like enough about the movie. So like in this case, like her being on screen and being active was like a thing I enjoyed about the movie.
Which you're allowed to do. I personally did not find, I felt like she was good, but she didn't quite bring,
have a purpose whatsoever.
She didn't really bring anything extra to the role, you know? Like the problem with Selena Kyle is that she's so sophisticated that like Anne Hathaway was great in the first part when she was acting all like wide-eyed and innocent, which was an act. But then when she tried to become, you know, Selena Kyle jewel thief, it was like, I was like, you're Mia Thermopolis. I'm sorry. Like, and I love her and I think she's a talented actress, but she couldn't quite pull off the like edginess, you know?
Well, I bought it. I bought her. I bought her entirely. I bought it entirely.
What I liked was how her cat ears weren't even really ears. They were just, like, goggles that she snapped out in front of her face sometimes.
Yeah, I like that, too.
That was pretty awesome.
So I was a fan.
But I don't know. Beyond that, I said Harry Potter at the beginning, but I actually meant that comparison because it's a lot like the seventh Harry Potter book, where, like, it doesn't have the core of the Batman-iness to it. Like, the most of the movie, as with Harry Potter, when he was camping for all of the seventh book, Batman's, like, in a pit not being Batman.
Yeah. So my problems with this movie were from a pure storytelling perspective.
Okay, go for it.
All right. That whole second half, it's supposed to take place over, like, 5 months. They were skipping months at a time. Like, it would go to the next scene, and it would be like, well, it's been a long 3 months, and you'd be like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like literally 3 months have passed, and, like, they do nothing to, like, it doesn't feel like 3 months have passed. Like, everyone is living exactly the same under an occupied city for 3 months. Like, everyone's just going about their lives, like, sort of, or maybe they're not. You just never really get a sense of what happened to the city. It's just, like,
It's telling, not showing.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, that much time passed?
Yeah.
And then by the end, you're like, 5 months have passed in, like, a half hour. Like,
yeah. Also, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know. The whole Alfred breakup thing, too, it was just another, I mean, it goes back to my original point.
It all had to be so rushed.
Well, it had to be rushed, and also, like, Maybe they were trying to sort of like play with the original structure of the movies by like changing everything that, you know, is conventional about a Batman movie. But I didn't like that. Like, there's a reason I like Batman movies, and it's because Batman is in it kicking ass.
I think that this should have been two movies.
But wouldn't have that made it really long and boring? Like, I fucking...
No, it's that, like, well, they either had to edit it down by an hour so that it was a story that didn't feel rushed and was just a simpler story.
Yeah.
Or made it, like, I think it could have ended with... It could have been a part one ends with Batman in the prison and, like, Bane about to take over the city.
Yeah.
And then that entire part after that could have been easily a two-hour... Like, Batman... Yeah. I know this has been brought up a lot. Batman literally escapes from prison, and two scenes later, he's like, I'm back here in Gotham.
Yeah.
Which apparently and at this point, everyone's going, but he's Batman. He can get back. All right, at this point, he's Bruce Wayne, who is completely broke, 100% broke, with nothing. Mm-hmm. Then, like, 2 months pass over the course of the next scene, and Batman's back. It's so jarring. Like,
no,
that doesn't work.
I totally agree with you, and I'm going to keep making the Harry Potter comparison, because the more I think about it, the more apt it is. But, like, it's weird when things have to be split into two movies. Like, Harry Potter, I couldn't fucking remember what happened in the book, because, like, I read it really fast. And then, like, Twilight, same thing. I mean, I didn't see it, but I didn't need to, because no one needs to. Yeah. But it's, like, it really gets to that, down to, like, the point of editing. And that was my theory about the seventh Harry Potter book, was, like, at that point, J.K. Rowling was so famous that people were, like, afraid to edit her down because they thought they'd, like, diminish her genius. But, like, really, half the creation of a decent work of art comes in paring away what's excessive. And you need to do that. Like, it needs to be tight, and I don't think it quite was. It wasn't bad, but it could have been much better. Same thing, I think, with Batman. Also, speaking of Harry Potter comparisons, this is getting better and better. Christ figures. Why does every goddamn hero of every freaking series have to die to save his people?
But he didn't die.
Well, right, but still. I mean, the allegory is there. People think he did, and that's good enough. I mean, it's the same thing with Jesus. Like, who knows? Maybe he actually did have autopilot set up and escaped out of the cave to go live in Italy with Anne Hathaway or Mary Magdalene. Oh my God.
And then Peter sees him across the table
yeah.
at the cafe.
And they
in
just
Rome.
Sort of nod each
he's
other.
In Rome, and it's Peter, and he's now the Pope in Rome.
That's
and he
hilarious.
Just gives him, he gives Jesus the knowing nod. It's like, we both did this.
That's so good. I want to recut the, like, trailer footage from The Dark Knight Rises and make it be, like, the Jesus
the
story. The greatest Batman ever told. That'd be so entertaining. But you know what? It's just like, it goes back to the whole monomyth and Joseph Campbell.
Oh yeah, always. But see, all right.
Which
here's
I love...
what I'm gonna say.
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the editing a little bit more.
Sure.
So basically, I think it should have been split into two movies because like, that could either edit it down to a smaller movie.
Yeah.
But if this were only an hour and a half to 2 hour long movie, I don't know what the story they wanted to tell was too big for 2.5 hours.
It totally was.
So it would have had to be an entire different story entirely if they edited it down.
Right.
But the story they wanted to tell, I think they did it no justice by making. And I was like cool with the first like half and stuff. Then it just started getting.
Yeah.
Once like the occupation started, it was all going by so fast, and I lost all...
Well, it's really hard when a movie's that long to, like, maintain, because the second act ends up stretching for way longer than it needs to, and then the conclusion has to be rushed.
Well, the thing is, it was just like, hey, here's Bane breaking Batman's back. Now they're in a prison in Africa. Now it's back in Gotham, and you're like, how are these people getting back and forth? Like,
exactly.
Like, there's an entire another movie... About Bruce Wayne,
about
that prison and getting to Gotham, like
and like transportation, like
yeah, like it's not like he is literally broke. They established.
Wait, speaking of transportation logistics, I would just like to point out something that bothered me, and that is a minor detail compared to these structural flaws. But since they filmed a lot of The Dark Knight, the previous movie, in Chicago, a lot of the downtown scenes featured the Chicago Elevated Transit Line, which is an integral part of downtown Chicago. The loop, as it were, is a loop of train tracks. But then they filmed this in New York and Pittsburgh, where there are no L lines. So it's like, what happened to Gotham's transit system? Did it just collapse or go away? Like,
they decided they didn't need it.
Well, and then I told that to someone at work and they were like, well, that just means that, you know, it shows that Gotham is any city, you know, it doesn't, it's no specific city. I'm like, yeah, it's no specific city where people can't get to work anymore.
So this has happened to me on several, like this is one of the things that I say I don't like it. People are starting to take it like really personal.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I didn't like it that much. And people are like, how could you not like it? It was brutal. Like, I'm just like, I just did, like, I didn't think it was terrible.
It was not as good as The Dark Knight.
No, but like that was, but then a lot of people are like, oh, you're just saying you're a little disappointed after The Dark Knight. Like, that's how people try to like rationalize it with mm-hmm. me. I'm like, no, I didn't think it was that good on its own. Like it's not that like I had too high of expectations. Which people keep trying to turn it around on that on me when I talk
but
about it.
But it's also like The Dark Knight was really good.
It was very good. And I think this one was just, it really was just that, it was really the sense of time. Like, you can't just be like, now you're in Africa. Now you're back in Gotham. Now we're here. Now mm-hmm. it's 3 months ahead of time. And everything was like, whoa, what's going on?
Do you think there's a Batman curse, like how there's a Superman curse? Because bad stuff keeps happening related to the Batman movies.
Yeah, I've heard some. A lot of people think Illuminati, man.
I believe it. I mean, I don't know. Like, Superman, like, the first actor to play him committed suicide, and then Christopher Reeve, like, had that thing where he was, like, a paraplegic, and that sucked. But, like, you know, Heath Ledger died. There was a terrible shooting. Like, maybe it's just something about superheroes. But only, like, the successful franchises. Like, you don't hear about, like, you know, the Daredevil curse.
Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Oh, my God. Was that actually a movie that came out?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it. I saw the first Fantastic Four, and it was pretty bad.
I've actually only seen the second one.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you know what was happening? Seriously. Did they do some really bad, like, bland exposition in the beginning?
Do you think it was really that tough to be like, what the fuck's going on in Fantastic Four?
Maybe. I don't know. I only saw the first one.
Like all rocky and stuff.
Well,
why did that guy stretch?
If you came into the Dark Knight Rises, you might have been confused. How did they catch everyone up? Or did they just assume that the entire world had seen the previous movie?
I think they just assumed. Even though I think seeing Batman Begins was much more integral for understanding.
I actually haven't seen Batman Begins.
Oh, yeah, because that's all the stuff with, like, Ra's al Ghul and stuff.
Well, right, but, like, I knew who Ra's al Ghul was because I know Batman.
And another problem I had.
What?
Just remembered. They could have done this with just excising one line.
Mm-hmm.
They had to take out one line, but with one line, they destroyed all of Talia al Ghul's motivation.
Yeah.
She's like, I hate my father for what he did to us. But then you killed him, so I want revenge. She literally says that she hated her father until Batman killed him. Then she wants revenge. I'm like, they should have just taken out the whole part about her hating her father.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, that seems unbelievable that, like, she hated the guy so much because, like, he hated Bane and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she literally hated her father.
Still wanted to avenge him.
But those lines were right next to each other. I'm like, just take out the line about hating your father.
Wait, another thing we need to address about Batman, I'm cutting you off because I think this is really important, is Rachel. Who is she? Is she Katie Holmes or is she Maggie Gyllenhaal?
She's whoever we want her to be.
But that doesn't make sense. It's like the disappearing L tracks. It's just like a huge gap in continuity. I want someone to be on this.
I mean, people are, but at the point where The Dark Knight came out, and people forget this because we're living in a post-Tomcat world. People forget that that's just the world we live in now, is one where that beautiful relationship no longer exists.
Is that why she dropped out? Like, because of Tom Cruise?
Because when she was doing publicity for Batman Begins,
mm-hmm.
When she was going on night shows, she was just going on and on about, like, Tom. She was publicizing, like, War of the Worlds.
Because that was good.
That was, like, when Tom Cruise, when that movie came out.
Uh-huh.
So she was just, like, very, like, apparently she was getting more and more difficult because she was getting so into that.
And so that's why they dumped her?
Yeah, and they're like, she's not worth the trouble, I think is what happened.
That's crazy. I did like that Batman ended up with Selina Kyle, because I was always shipping them, you know.
Well, I mean, what connection do they have in the movie?
I don't know.
Other than that, like, they're both, like, good at things.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
like, here's what happens. Like, they escape to Italy together, they sat at a cafe, they're going to sit there over coffee, and they're going to realize they don't have that much in common.
Yep, and then they'll divorce.
Like, we actually don't have much chemistry. Like, we did all this, went to Italy, grabbed a coffee. Then over a simple coffee date, they realized, like, you know what? Maybe not the most compatible.
Yeah, like, how do you have a happily ever after when your past is so fucked up? Like, I feel like everything would just pale in comparison. Be like, well, what do you want to do today? Like, their marriage would get stale and stagnant faster than that of normal people.
Do you want to roleplay as Batman and Catwoman again?
Oh my god, I wonder if they do that. Like, they keep their costumes just to have sex in.
I'm not wearing a condom.
Ew.
My impression of Batman roleplaying, Bruce Wayne roleplaying as Batman. The least sexy thing to say. Yeah. Why would he say that in Batman voice?
I have no idea. But I bet she's like, no, I need you to use the voice. Also, another thing I was distracted by is every time they did a close-up of Batman, I was just looking at his eyes to notice the fact that he had to paint his eyes black. Also, the whole Robin thing, I was like, ugh.
It was a little pandering, but it wasn't, like, my biggest problem.
Well, it wasn't like the Harry Potter epilogue. Or was it? I don't know. I find them kind of in the same category of repugnancy.
The whole end of The Dark Knight Rises was a little Harry Potter epilogue-esque, actually.
Yeah, it really was. These two movies are very similar.
Yeah, I didn't even realize till we began this conversation.
I really do think it's a case of, like, a franchise that gets too big to fail, and so then it does anyway. You know, like, people are afraid to mess with quote-unquote perfection, but you're not messing with it if you're keeping it, you know, lean. You're just letting it be efficient and effective.
I agree. I mean,
but
same thing with Harry Potter.
And Harry Potter died to save all his friends, and, you know, so did Jesus. Yeah. When Batman, but they didn't die, but neither did Jesus, so there you go. Christ figures, par excellence.
If you haven't seen the movie, fuck you.
Whatever.
Like, if it took you, like, over a week to see the Dark Knight Rises, you deserve to be spoiled.
Totally. You are spoiled. You spoil the world.
I don't know. You know what sport I actually like watching the most?
What?
Gymnastics.
Of course.
Like, I don't know. Like, no, like, usually, like, I don't know. Like, I haven't picked an Olympic crush this Olympics yet.
Well, who have been the former Olympic crushes?
I liked the girl on the U.S. gymnastic team.
Yeah.
Last time that wasn't very good.
But she was hot.
Well, like, not even so much that, but, like, I felt bad for her, and she was, like, kind of good-looking, so...
That's terrible. You always pick out the ones with the low self-confidence. You're like, well, she's not the best gymnast, so I could probably, like, wear her down into dating me.
Like, that might have been, but, like, she looked sad, and I was like, aw.
You would like the sad-looking gymnast. That's terrible. I bet you...
everything about my life.
I bet you were the one... Who did Tonya Harding beat up?
Well, the better one got beat up there, though, so
right,
I don't know which.
Right, time. Like Oksana Bayul or something.
I have to look up the girl who was bad at gymnastics. I used to remember her name, too.
Oh my god, you should write her a fan letter and be like, I know that you're nobody now, but that's what I love about you.
Like, I don't know, like, I was not into, like, Nastia Luke, and she had, like, a big forehead.
A five head, if you will.
Also, like, she looked Russian, but she was on the American... Like, her name is Nastia. Like, she was so... Like, she clearly was, like, a Russian that was a U.S. citizen rather than, like...
Well, that happens a lot. I mean, like...
My thought was, where did her allegiances lie, you know?
Sure. But I... No one's gonna, like, you know...
But who is the little girl who ice skated?
I don't know. What do you mean? Ice skating's not even in the Summer Olympics.
Or is this also a gymnast last time? I don't remember.
Ice skaters and gymnasts are, like, kind of the same, though.
I mean...
They're both, like, tiny and sprightly.
They're tiny, yeah. It's really weird. I bet Carly Rae Jepsen looks like she'd be on the Canadian gymnast team.
Oh, my God. The Canadian outfits have been pretty bad. The U.S. outfits were terrible. Did you see them?
Were they just wearing, like, navy blazers?
Yeah, they were wearing, like, navy blazers. It was, like, Ralph Lauren designed them, but there was a whole stink about it because, like, he manufactured them in China.
Huh.
And people were like, that's un-American.
I mean, it's a little bit un-American. Just kidding. I don't really have...
It's actually, like, the most American because I feel like most of our manufacturing takes place in China nowadays.
Yeah, like, so, like, that's as about as American as you can get in some ways, you know?
Well, it's emblematic of the society in crisis that we are currently economics-wise.
Ain't that America?
So, yeah, so not watching the Olympics. I probably won't watch any of it either. Like, if something really scandalous happens, it'll be on YouTube, so I can just watch it later.
It's fun to, like, go to a bar or something and just
Oh, yeah. I bet. But I'm still not going to do it. I'm not that motivated.
Okay, I am. So the reason I was being so distracted is because I was looking up the
unconfident gymnast
gymnastics team from 2008.
Jesus Christ.
All right, there was Nastia Lukin. No. There was Shawn Johnson. Remember her?
Shawn is a girl's name?
Yeah, remember her?
No.
Yeah.
I've never paid attention to the Olympics except for, like, I know who Michael Phelps is.
Shawn Johnson, like, won most of the medals for us.
Oh, well, Mazel Tov. Oh, and she was
also on season 8 of Dancing with the Stars.
I bet she won. That's so unfair. You can't have a gymnast on Dancing with the Stars.
Are you
That's like putting Bear Grylls on Celebrity Survivor. Like, of course he's going to do the best.
Are you looking at this Wikipedia page?
No.
Oh, how did you know she won?
Won Dancing with the Stars? Because she's a gymnast. Obviously she's going to be good at dancing.
Her Wikipedia default picture is unfortunate.
I feel like that's the case with a lot of people.
She's like a bad-looking girl. It's just that, like, they could have picked a much better picture.
Well, the problem is they have to get ones that are, like, in the public domain or Creative Commons licensed. Yeah. And
like,
so
she's not looking at the camera. Everyone listening, I encourage you to go to Wikipedia right now and look up Shawn Johnson's page. Because it's just, like, a picture of her, like, looking elsewhere.
Was she the one you liked?
No.
So who was the one you liked?
One second. I liked, Alicia Sacrimony.
Sacrimony?
Yeah.
That sounds like a mortal sin. Like, the Pope has condemned sacrimony.
And she messed up literally, like, 5 times.
Aw, poor thing. She probably just, like, choked, like professional athletes do.
I don't know. I can't really tell from this if she is actually attractive. I don't know. She looks like a gymnast.
This is also, like, the shittiest Olympic coverage ever, because we didn't watch it, and I haven't seen any events either, like...
Talking about the 2008 U.S. women's gymnastics team.
Did they do well? Did they get any medals?
Shawn Johnson did.
Stop talking about Shawn Johnson.
Taco commercial.
She did?
She said something about, like, her taco popping. It was weird.
This is, like, the lives of, like, careerist gymnastics who eventually crap out. Like, they have to make money, so they go on Dancing with the Stars and make vulgar taco-related jokes.
Like, she had to say something weird, like, that's what makes my taco pop. And it's like, what does that even mean?
I don't know, but it sounds dirty.
Like, don't say that. And don't, like, ask them to rewrite the line. Like, they just want you in the commercial because you're an Olympian. Like, they're not married to the line, like, that makes my taco pop.
Or maybe they are. Like,
they just be like, I like these tacos. And, like, that would make more, like, if you tried to convince them to say that.
They should have have her standing, like, doing an Olympics gymnastics routine to Taco Bell's Canon, which is the greatest song in the history of Taco Bell-related canons.
I like tacos, I like tacos,
yum, yum, yum. Well, that's the end of the show.
That is the end of the show. That is a factual statement.
We are excited to have made this work. We're going to try and do it regularly again and make it sound...
once again.
Yeah, and make it sound not shitty. So we'll be back in a week or so with more exciting things. And as always, you can find us on the internet, pathetic.com. Our Twitter account that we occasionally use is patheticpod. And you should like us on Facebook. Yeah. It's true. So on that note, go watch the Olympics and support your team.
What do champion gymnasts Paul Hom, Morgan Hom, and Shawn Johnson have in common? Great taste and Ortega.
My tacos, the best. I love Ortega's taco sauce. It makes my taco pop.
Eli.
Wait, I can't hear it. That's my favorite commercial.